Getting Zen with Gen Z. Empowering, motivating, and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Getting Zen with Gen Z. Today I have guests Ryan Bandelik and Ruben Vargas of the company Stay Alive clothing brand. Welcome guys.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're excited to be here.
Excellent. I'm excited to
be here.
To
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So you guys are good friends with my friend Rachel, or Ryan, you are.
Yeah.
Sure. How do you guys know each other?
Rachel and I know each other from church. So
nice.
She actually is in one of the Bible studies that I go to.
Okay, excellent. A lot of people, listeners, will know Rachel. We had her on the first episode of Getting Zen. Rachel's my chiropractor, Dr. Rachel Alar. So if you didn't hear that episode, definitely listen in. But why don't you give us a little background about yourselves before we get into the company?
Ryan and I have known each other for about 15 years. We've always been really involved in the music scene. Our bands have played together. Always kind of kept in touch throughout the years, even though everyone's been busy with school or work, one thing or another. Mm-hmm. We've really kind of gotten each other through a lot. And, you know, that's kind of how everything came about.
That's awesome. So you guys, you are both musicians.
Yeah. Or used to be.
Used to be. Okay. That's kind of how the relationship started a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Less active nowadays, but, you know, something we were definitely really into when we were younger. But, you know, one way or another, like I said, playing music or not, we've always remained friends closely.
Right. That's excellent. So what do you guys do now? What do each of you do besides, is the company the kind of priority?
Full-time, I do auto transport. I help dealerships relocate cars from store to store.
Okay.
And I work for a railroad company. We install vision systems, like video equipment for monitoring and things like that.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about Stay Alive clothing.
So basically, it all started back in March. I was actually in Texas for a business trip. Mm-hmm. And Ruben was living in Texas at the time in Austin. And we were just hanging out since we were both in the area, and we were gonna go out and grab a drink. And on the way there, we started talking. It was around the same time when those bombings were happening. Mm-hmm. With the packages and things like that. And so Ruben and I got to talking, and we started just really diving into, you know, how mental health has affected us through the years and what we've been through, and, you know, how terrible this act was that was continuing to happen. And mm-hmm. So we talked more. We talked a little bit about Las Vegas, because it really hit me really hard when that happened, because we go to concerts all the time. It could easily happen. And
absolutely, it had a huge impact.
Yeah. So we started talking, and we just started, you know, brainstorming. We're like, hey, we should really do something to help make the world better. And we really wanted to get involved. And so we talked, and we just came up with an idea for a clothing brand. We figured, what's a better way to spread awareness than to have it on your shirt? And we wanted to keep it really simple, with just, you know, a simple name that was strong though. Mm-hmm. And we thought Stay Alive was just a really great name, because it's, I mean, the message is simple, you know, stay alive.
Yeah. It's promoting life, you know?
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely, like I said, by the name, really just wanted a kind of simple message sent that, you know, life's not so, you know, so bad sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just a friendly reminder to, you know, keep your head up. I feel like we've, you know, personally lost enough people to suicide, depression, you know, addiction, where, you know, I felt like it was time to get involved.
Absolutely. I love that. So you guys have definitely been touched by mental health through friends, family members.
Absolutely. You know, I've personally had a few close friends of mine, you know, take their own lives, whether, you know, be through drugs or, you know, other means.
Yeah, that's got to be so hard, and such an impact on your life to see close friends, family going through and experiencing things like that. I think, you know, especially now in society, we see so many people, especially celebrities or people who are close to us, who just don't, there's such like a stigma around trying to get help, and really talk about mental health and spread the awareness. But it's absolutely okay to talk to other people and get the help that you need. And being able to spread that awareness any way possible. And you guys have found it obviously through a clothing brand, which is amazing. And that message, you know, that's just super inspiring. And I think that's awesome for you guys to be able to do and share together.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest thing really is just keeping it all inside. I mean, I know personally growing up, it was really, really hard. Like high school was really hard. And I can only imagine, you know, how it is for kids these days as we get more and more technology and more ways for, you know, neglect to happen in a family. Mm-hmm. And so really, I mean, the one thing that I think helped get me through it, you know, growing up was really just talking to someone. I talked to a therapist growing up and it was honestly the best thing I ever did, the best decision I ever made.
I think therapy is the most amazing thing. If everybody could go, yeah. I'm like, if you could go to therapy once a week, like, I just think it's so proactive and it's great to have somebody that's a little bit detached from your own life.
Right.
To just be able to go to, talk to, have a safe place. You're just, you know, doing yourself a favor. It's kind of just taking that responsibility of bettering yourself and promoting that self-care and self-love.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think even just having a friend that you can, you know, tell some of the stories of what you're going through to, mm-hmm. or, I mean, the hard thing is breaking through that surface because a lot of times people have close friends or relationships where they don't feel like they could reveal maybe something personal that's going on.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, really just having someone in your life that you can talk to, just venting. I mean, I feel like everyone needs that. And
absolutely.
There's a negative stigma on seeing a therapist or a counselor, but
right.
like you said, I think it's the best thing for you.
Well, and I think it's hard too because, you know, with health insurance especially too, it's not the easiest thing for people to be able to go and seek out counseling or therapy. So to have somebody, you know, I think the important message on, you know, our part too is to be open to people in your life and letting them know that you are there for them no matter what. Being that person that people can go to and talk to at least guide them somewhere, or just being open to that so people do feel comfortable and know that they have someone to talk to. You know, I think that's a big part and priority that anybody, like any of us, can just do to make sure that, you know, we're making ourselves open to others, you know? So what, tell me about what products you guys have. Like, what do you guys do to promote awareness?
So right now we have our, what we call our dad hats, our trucker hats.
Okay.
And then we have a white shirt that has a flower on it, and it's sort of oh man.
What does it represent?
It sort of just represents, you know, that with death comes life. So with the death of your problem that you're facing or your mental illness that you're fighting through comes something better. There's always something better on the other side. And
that's beautiful.
What we try to do with all our messages or our symbolism. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, it all started with just apparel, but the more time we've spent in this, just in this environment, the more ideas have come our way and the more we want to get involved. So we've been brainstorming about, you know, getting involved in the community and what's a better place to talk about your feelings, as hard as it may be, than, you know, with other people that are going through the same thing. And we really just want to encourage that. So in the future, we're looking at, you know, doing fundraisers, get togethers, you know, even volunteering to help the homeless and things of that nature.
That's amazing. So people can go to your website and basically get these products that you have on there. What's the website?
StayAliveClothingBrand.com.
Okay.
You know, also the main part of the website, you know, mm-hmm. aside from the apparel, is we have a section where we do encourage people to share their mental health success stories.
Okay.
To, you know, kind of make other people feel less alone in a situation like this. They do have the option of keeping themselves anonymous in case, you know, like I said, they don't want to put their name on there without exposing too much. It's basically, like I said, just kind of help somebody feel more comfortable and less alone while they're struggling with whatever it may be.
But that's an amazing platform for support, basically, for people to go to and reach out to others who could be going through the same thing. So when people go on there, they have this outlet and then they have the products they can purchase. Are you connected with a certain organization to fundraise? Because I know, are you putting the profits towards anything else, any other mental health awareness organizations, or is it staying with you guys and you guys are...
So right now, currently, we're donating to a few different mental health organizations,
okay,
as well as addiction kind of recovery,
right,
programs, specifically
like safe places, and
specifically there's one that was really close that was actually turned on to by a friend of mine. It's called the DCT mm-hmm. Foundation, where they help lower the cost for
That's okay, you're doing great.
Basically the drug that helps you revive people in the situation of an overdose.
Okay.
So we've donated to that. Addiction, depression, for me has really, kind of affected me personally. And, that is one of the, few organizations that we do help out with.
We're still in the beginning stages. So right now it's been kind of a couple different foundations, but we're in the process of actually becoming a nonprofit. So once we get that registered, we're going to work towards partnering with, bigger companies and, mm-hmm. and have a better defined business model. But really, we just want to help however we can.
That's amazing. And yes, being, becoming a non-for-profit's great. I know that's a lengthy process to go through, but, in partnering with other people, and that, I think that gives you an outlet to so many other possibilities and things to be able to evolve and grow a little bit more in connecting and like making partnerships. But what you guys are doing, is incredible to spread all that awareness. And do you have, so what other ideas do you kind of see in the close future, like of anything that's going on in the immediate future? Do you have any like events or ways that you're spreading awareness a little bit more coming up?
We have some new t-shirt designs coming out right now.
Okay.
So that's really where our focus has been. Once we get the non-for-profit registered, we're really going to start reaching out to more organizations and start scheduling different fundraisers. And there's a couple different programs that we've been in talk with. Really, we just want to see where it goes, but we're open to anything. So if there's anyone out there who wants to, partner with us, we're more than happy to join you in just making this better. One of our big visions, I think, right now is getting involved in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like, especially in Chicago, that's where it all starts, and if you struggle in your youth, it's going to continue throughout your adulthood, and, who knows where it'll take you. So we really want to focus on our schools and our youth and our families and get involved any way we can, whether it be speaking or, hanging out, just making people feel that they're welcome and that they belong here.
Absolutely. I think, the youth too, it's like such a hard age now, like you were saying too, with social media and all the technology. I feel like just like bullying and things like that are just so much more prevalent, and it's hard to escape. So having something where, there's that support or even mentorship or that connection with people that could be going through the same thing, or spreading the awareness that it's even just okay to talk about, or, talk about any issues or problems or emotions that you're having and feeling, and connecting kids with the right people to be able to talk to and to feel safe. I think that's probably one of the best things you guys could truly do.
Absolutely. And I know you did ask, about the future. I guess just to take it back a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Last month, we did have a booth at a fashion conference, a Christian Women's Fashion Conference, where we, really got to have a lot of more one-on-one, with people. And mm-hmm. instead of people that maybe weren't quite ready to, maybe submit anything on the internet, actually would, personally kind of told us their story, face-to-face. They saw the clothing, they saw the message, absolutely were curious and had a bunch of questions and mm-hmm. felt a little bit more comfortable talking to somebody, and
right.
Things like that we'd like to continue to do. Mm-hmm. Things like this, of course, if we get the opportunity to, we'd love to do, and that's kind of the goal, just getting in the door where we can to say what we have to say.
Well, that's great. And I think it's important to make those personal connections. Creating relationships with people is how you're going to expand and build your network. And, being able to share in person, you know, instead of behind a computer necessarily, is, you know, a little bit more of an intimate thing, an exchange, which I think is just going to help you guys grow leaps and bounds. So yeah, absolutely. The more you can do to get out there in events, and if anybody listening, you know, wants to partner or has any ideas or suggestions of where Ryan and Ruben can, you know, set up shop and kind of spread some awareness, that would be amazing. You could let us know. But are there also ways that you see that people can get involved now helping you guys out, like besides, you know, connections and maybe partnership opportunities, but any, you know, volunteer opportunities or ways that you're looking for people to get involved?
You know, like I said, other than the apparel, of course, you know, the main thing is kind of making everybody else feel comfortable with their scenarios. And if anyone, like I said, has a story to share where, you know, they feel like they can encourage someone to keep their head up, you know, that would really be the biggest help and is going to go the longest way.
Excellent.
Yeah. I think community is going to be our biggest focus. And getting outside, if you look at like our website, the theme of most of our pictures are being outdoors and, you know, exploring, adventure, things like that, to really, you know, enjoy life. It's more than just, like you said, a computer screen or, mm-hmm. or a black mirror.
Right. Absolutely.
And so really, we just want to continue to, you know, push people to get outside and be with community, because that's where they're going to have the biggest impact and they're going to get the most in return.
Absolutely. And the most support too, you know. What's your social media? Are you guys active on social media?
Yeah, so we do have our website, stayaliveclothingbrand.com. Mm-hmm. We also are on Instagram. That's where we do most of our posts. That would just be at Stay Alive Clothing Brand. You can find us there.
Excellent. Great. Anything else that you guys want to share, that any personal stories or anything that we haven't really gone over? This is your last opportunity.
We can edit this part out, cover. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely this is our first time doing anything like this. It's a huge privilege.
We're so grateful. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Super nervous. I had this all written in my head.
Don't be. That's what happened. You know what? It's okay. But everything, you know, the whole priority is getting the message across. And what you guys are doing is definitely helping to inspire and motivate and empower others. Not only to help support others, but to motivate people to get out there and help and spread awareness and be open to communicate with those that might be struggling. You know, I think that's something that's definitely worth sharing, and we need more people in the world to be doing the things that you guys are doing. So I only wish you all the success, and I really hope to have you guys back on again soon when, you know, you have more updates, and maybe when you get your status as a non-for-profit and ways that we can help and get you guys some partnerships. And obviously I'll share all of your stuff, and I definitely, when the podcast comes out, we'll have some pictures and a link to the website so people can see the apparel and definitely help support. So I thank you guys so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us, Jen.
Of course. And if you guys, as the audience, you know, I want to get you involved. If you have any questions or topics that you want addressed, or you want me to bring people on to talk about, or you want myself to talk about, I'm more than happy to help give guidance on those. So you can just email me at gettingzenwithjenz@gmail.com. See you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.